Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whether it's relationships, work, or just with friends, there are plenty of things that I've done that I'll suddenly think about and feel ashamed of. But surely I'm not the only one who has this happen. So I'm going to be talking to a whole bunch of people and asking them about what they're ashamed of and how they think that's influenced the person they are today. This episode's guest is video creative and one half of the Ryan and Tanya show on Canberra's Hit 104.7, Ryan John.
I've been arrested, I've been in jail. I've emceed events in Thailand where girls pull chickens out of their vaginas.
Oh,
and I'm not ashamed about any of those things. It's just something about a 29-year-old guy crying about his mum that just makes you think, what a fucking pussy. And I just remember this guy coming out and going, what's wrong with you?
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Shame Feeder. This guest I'm actually really interested to chat to because he's someone who I've been thinking in the lead up to this. I don't know if he's the kind of guy who would necessarily be that ashamed of many things. And that's been something I've been encountering with a few people. I've been trying to get involved. I've asked them to do it. And then they've just said, actually, there's nothing I'm ashamed of. And I'm actually really curious to see what he has to contribute. It is Hit 104.7 Canberra brekkie host, Ryan John.
Thank you very much for having me. I was almost about to interrupt your intro there and say, is there people that just have no shame despite whatever it is they do? Or is it the people who are just really boring and haven't done anything?
I think it's mainly the people who have no shame despite what they do. And when it comes to you, like, I think I see it on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember on another podcast, you telling me an idea that you wanted to do that work wouldn't let you do called Trip or Snip.
Yes. Which, my white whale.
Yeah.
Which still yet to get up. And I was actually talking about that the other day with someone.
Where people could win a holiday or they get a vasectomy.
No, but you don't know which one you're going to
win.
Yeah,
you flip a coin. So you've clearly got no shame in that regard. But then on the other end of the spectrum, on things that you could maybe feel a bit sensitive about, like you've just recently blown up with the whole Mother's Day video you did where you spoke very emotionally about being adopted. And
is that something I'm supposed to be ashamed of?
not ashamed, but I think that's some things that people maybe more sensitive about, and not something that necessarily everyone's going to talk about.
No, it is like a tricky topic because I think maybe a generation before us, adoption was like a don't ask, don't tell sort of thing. Mm. And that sort of carried through. Like until people started messaging me with their story, I'd never really heard anyone talk about it or anything like that.
But more than that as well is like we live, and that's why I think I've got a lot of respect for you, and I think you're quite willing to put yourself out there, is that we live in an age where if you show emotion, people just pile on half the time.
Yeah, oh, there's two, but like,
there's both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I guess it still has to be like kind of real. You see some people like putting it on and they get called out and shamed for being a dickhead, which is, and rightly so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That was sort of different to shame. That was just me. To be honest, I didn't actually think many people would care about that Mother's Day thing, just because I thought people that knew me and like my friends and family would go, oh, that's interesting about Ryan. Mm. But I thought people who didn't know me, like, well, no, it's just some guy talking about his, like, that's his problem, not mine.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is there was this whole community of adoptees and tummy mummies and birth parents and all sorts of different kinds of people that all had a similar story. So it was kind of nice to bring that together. But I never...
Oh, no, I definitely don't think of that as shame.
Yeah, no, but I did get nervous about it because when I made the video and I was like about to like click it and send, and I was like, I just, as much as you want to be honest and truthful and everything, like there's just something about a 29-year-old guy crying about his mum that just makes you think, what a fucking pussy.
So I don't think there's many people who thought that.
Every guy wants to be a tough guy. Mm. Says the guy who nearly got into a fight with a man with a cardigan last night.
You're so proud of this because it's the first time.
I haven't told anyone's story yet. It happened last night. Oh, what a dickhead. But yeah, so I was a bit nervous about that. Not in a shameful way, but just, again, like all guys want to be a tough guy and look like they've got their shit sorted and like, you know, man of the house, And so that was pretty interesting.
Well, look, that's what I like about you is that, like, two things. Firstly, I've thought this for a while. You come up with these angles creatively that are amazing, but you just put yourself out there.
Yeah, well, it's sort of
go for it on things.
Yeah, well, I think with that, I've seen, and I don't want to name and shame because it's like horrible, but I've seen people like try to get deep and they just sort of don't go deep enough and they just touch on the surface and I just get really disappointed when they kind of like, oh, you know, this is, you know, I'm really going to talk about this big topic and they don't kind of hit it like they should. And I thought if I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it properly and I'm going to just say exactly what it is, not just sort of skirt around it. And even when I thought, oh, I could maybe make it funny by doing this. And then I was like, nah, like, there's a time to be funny and this isn't it. And I showed a bunch of the bosses the video before I posted it. And they were like, oh, yeah, send it through. And they came back and they're like, oh, geez, I wasn't expecting that from you, Ryan. I actually was sort of waiting for the joke or the this or the that.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I was waiting. I mean, maybe this is only for the people who know you, but that probably added the effect as well.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the bosses, they came in and it's so surprising. Even before I posted, the amount of people who were so close to me who were like, oh, by the way, I've never met my dad. Or by the way, my cousin is like, there's always such a close connection with it.
Yeah.
And whilst having the creative in our work of radio, like creative angles and a twist and whatever, I'm actually big on like sometimes you don't need an angle. And especially when it's not a fun one, like it's really sad. So like with some of the terrorist attack and stuff we've had recently in England, they were sort of like, do we talk to this person or should we try and get them for an interview? And I was like, let's just turn the mics on and say, Tanya, when you first saw it on the TV, like, what did you think? Mm. And there's times for just going, just playing it straight.
Absolutely.
And I think that was one of them. And it was interesting how it's worked out. My inbox is still overwhelmed and crazy, which is...
I was impressed you were able to reply to messages from me because I assumed you would have just had too many to deal with.
Yeah, no, you message a different account. If you message the other page, probably wouldn't. I'm like, I just want to send you a generic reply going, thanks for getting in touch, bro. Watch my other videos here.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I could talk to you about that just on its own for ages, but I really want to touch base on, because that's just one element of the things you do, but I really would love your perspective on, of everything you're doing at the moment.
Yep.
What are you loving the most?
That's a very simple question, yet very hard to answer. What am I loving most? I'm liking that we did the Mother's Day thing. I know we just touched on that obviously, but like that's sort of been in my mind for a while and it's sort of nice to get those things you've been thinking. And you know what, like even what is, if you've got it in your mind for a while to finally lay it down or talk about something you've wanted to talk about is sort of nice. It's exciting, but then sometimes frustrating to have a bank of stuff and not know what to do with it. I'm working on a podcast, which is coming out later in the year, about becoming a father. 'Cause Bridget, my girlfriend, is just like, really pushing hard, really pushing hard for us to have kids. So that's sort of pretty exciting and interesting. And our show is going pretty well as well, but that we finish at the end of the year. So I'm excited for unemployment.
Wait, I didn't know you were finishing at the end of the year.
Oh, well, that's when our thing's up. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sure they'll renew, surely.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started mind fucking the bosses here. Because we're starting to chat about it soon, I think. So I've started mind fucking them a little
bit. Okay, cool. So the fact that you get to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Is what you're loving.
Yeah, but it's sort of weird. I don't know. I just get so busy doing stuff. Well, I don't get time to sort of go, oh, what's great right now?
I don't want to get Inception-y. Yeah. But
I'm hating that the Hawks are losing. I was loving that during that 3 years.
But from what I've gotten from a lot of the other people I've talked to for this, there's only been a couple so far.
Yeah.
But there seems to be a trend, and I think it's because I'm talking to creatives especially at the moment. But what they've been saying they're really loving is that they're at a point in their lives where they have the freedom to do what they want.
Yeah, I should have started with that actually, because I am, as you know, we've talked about this in other podcasts, an accountant, and I was halfway through doing my CPA studies after doing a thesis in financial communication systems and working for firms and banks and stuff. And so I guess what I'm loving is just like wearing jeans and a t-shirt to work and going home at 9:30 if I want and coming back later, or I'll work then and not here and I'll do this and not that. Whereas when you work for a bank or a firm, you start here, you finish there and you do as you're fucking told. I was about to say a C word on the end of that, but
that's I'll Probably bleep a few things. I don't know. We'll see.
But yeah, I guess I forget that I could have still been an accountant, and the ability to kind of have an idea like, oh, I'm going to go do a podcast and just start working on it versus, well, no, you'll be finishing that tax statement first, champ, is kind of nice, I guess, yeah.
Okay. And of all the things you've done,
yeah,
and maybe it'll just go back to the Mother's Day thing, yeah. I'm not sure, but I'd love to know, what would you consider your biggest achievement?
I wouldn't be that. Yeah, I don't really. No. I honestly don't see that as an achievement. It was a bit of a personal journey. Fuck, I hate that word.
No, it's fine.
Biggest achievement would be probably just what we're talking about. Like, when I was working in this firm in finance, a lot of people were like, oh, one day I'll go out on my own and even have my own accounting firm, or I'll, you know, go and do this. So I've got this side business that I'd love to expand, or I've got a hobby that I'd like to turn into a business. And there's probably a lot of them still there saying, yeah, one day. And I like that I've got to a point where I don't know if I'm earning more money, but I'm like doing something I like and haven't had to suffer that much for. Or I have suffered and I've sort of come out the other end a little bit.
Maybe you appreciate the suffering.
No one's going to appreciate that Indian restaurant in Muswellbrook, but I mean, that place is rough. But no, just probably that. The biggest cheat is just doing what you want, I guess.
Yeah.
There's still a lot more to do. But yeah, I guess that for now, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, considering, I think is that sort of a rough highlight to your life, you reckon, at this point? Or at least where you're at?
I played volleyball for Australia. That was cool.
How did we only just get to that?
I always forget about that. It's like it's a whole life ago again now. Since I started doing radio, it seems like another life. But it's weird. At the time, you're working really hard playing volleyball and doing stuff, and you're kind of just thinking about the next thing or the next match or whatever. And it's not till a few years after I finished that I went, yeah, fuck, like I got a scholarship and moved to America and played for a team there. And I played in Serbia, Malaysia, French Polynesia, and all around Australia and stuff. And like it's sort of satisfying now because I'm not that tall and I wasn't that good. So I was sort of like, I did well with what I had.
Good job. Okay, yeah. Cool. We'll tack that on as another thing you managed to achieve.
Yeah, and also having an honours degree, and I'm a bit of a dumb so that's, I just checked to see if we're not going live.
Oh, yeah.
But every time I swear, I look down and go, we're in record mode. Yeah,
yeah, good. Yeah, the constant radio fear. Okay, well, look, considering that may be a very brief overview of a few of the things in your life, next I do want to ask you what you're ashamed of.
All right.
Keep up to date on the latest episodes by subscribing to Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and all other apps.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so covering off a few of the things, you've got the freedom, you're having fun with where you're at now.
Yep.
Let's talk maybe shame. I'm assuming this is going to be going into your past. I don't know how far back, but I want to hear it. What are you ashamed of?
I've got three things.
Okay.
Two specific incidents and one general theme of being a dick.
Okay.
I'll get to that last.
Yeah. Okay, great. I love it. Okay.
The first one, actually, do you want to go to Serbia or the dodgy primary school around from my house?
I mean, both of those sound dodgy.
Yeah. It's racist, but sure.
Let's go Serbia first.
All right. Well, so I was playing volleyball for Australia and we were playing against Saudi Arabia. And I think it was Saudi Arabia, maybe UAE. Jeez, that's racist.
Now who's racist?
Say one of that in that area. And it was like 14-all and it's first to 15 in the fifth set.
Okay.
And you got to win by two. So it's like 14-all. It's like tense. Like it's full on. It's on primetime TV in Serbia and stuff.
Oh, really?
And I fucking, like I've never, just this one, I played pretty well in the game, but that one point I fucked up and like lost that point. And then they just like served an ace the next point. And I was like, oh, that was it. I only played about 8 international games and that was one of them. And I was just like, getting back to the hotel, and because people see it on TV and like, oh, Australia, ooh, tough break, bro.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh God. And it was like just a really simple like skill error. And it's weird that you can play a sport for like 10 years and just, it's like, it was like the equivalent of a tennis player just throwing the ball up to serve and just missing it during the final of Wimbledon.
That bad?
Yeah, well, like it was just an everyday skill. Like a football player going to kick and just sort of missing the ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it was real bad. It was real shit.
I shouldn't be laughing. You've just shared this as something that you're ashamed of. Well, I apologize.
When you said what were you ashamed of, just like embarrassing. But yeah. That was one thing that was like for the whole rest of the trip, I was like, oh.
Was that something even for a bit you sort of thought back on and had that sort of feel or?
Yeah, it's like cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sort of like disappointing because you, I know, like you train for like so long to get, so when like the chips are down, like you'll nail that. And I've had other obvious like moments and stuff, but that was one that was like super, super embarrassing.
I get that. Okay, yeah. So and then the other one, what was it, the school?
Yeah, I was just at the front of the school. I was, I had my car license for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like real early. And then I was trying to reverse my car to sort of go back around to a thing near Monty South Primary School, which is usually where you smoke bongs. But in this case, I was dropping my friend Hannah off. And I ended up on the grass going backwards, trying to back out of this thing. And it was wet. And I just like slid along the grass and smashed into this car. And I was just like, when you're in a car crash, it's usually, oh, the guy braked and I didn't leave enough room. But this was like, what were you doing? And I was like, I was trying to park and I just, and smacked up this car real bad. And they're like, what the fuck were you doing? And I was like, I don't know. Like I just parked, I got on the wet grass and I was sort of going back in the car, just sort of slipped down the hill and fell into this thing. And again, it's like, we were talking about, you know, guys wanting to be macho, and especially I was like 18. I had a fully sick Falcon, bro. And you're trying to be like, yeah, I'm a man. Like, I'm no kid now. Like, I'm an adult. And I just remember this guy coming out and going, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
And it's already got my brain, radio brain going. Yeah. Like, you could do a phone on this easily.
Yeah.
I also, I think, first day after I got my license, was trying to park.
Yeah.
And didn't turn sharp enough. And there was like between two parked cars.
And just smacked the one on the outside.
Because I saw that I wasn't turning sharp enough. So I went to hit the brake and I just pushed down because I was panicking.
Oh, and you hit
I slammed down the side of the car. And then I'm like, shit. Put it into reverse, hit the accelerator to go out. It hadn't gone into reverse. I slammed further down the side of the car.
Yeah.
Like smashed up both side panels.
Shit.
And then, like, I'm freaking out. And then I look in the back of the car and I realize, only then do I even look at the car. And it's this immaculately kept old car. There's a walking stick.
It's not like, oh, insurance will cover. It's like, no, this is a
old person's car. There's a walking stick on the back seat.
Oh, shit.
Like, this is an old guy who's, you know, probably not super well.
Yeah.
I've just smashed up his car.
Pride and joy.
Yeah.
Oh, did you look him in the eye to run?
Well, he wasn't there.
Good.
I left a note.
See you later. My name is Trevor Jones. My number is 94399999.
But I mean, I felt pretty bad. That thing you mentioned about, you know, the masculinity of knowing how to drive a car.
Yeah, man, reverse parallelist trailer. Like,
I smashed. I was in an accident 2 days after getting my license.
Yeah,
that's actually something I'd sort of forgotten.
Yeah,
something
well,
I was
sorry
ashamed
to
of.
Drag that up for you.
No, it's fine.
Because I've done dumb shit, which I'm sure, like, when you were like, oh, Ryan's done some dumb shit before. Like, I've been arrested, I've been in jail, I've been, I've emceed events in Thailand where girls pull chickens out of their vaginas.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm not ashamed about any of those things. But it's those two are actually, like, because doing dumb stuff doesn't, I'm not ashamed of that. I'm more ashamed of those things when you're like, oh, I'm trying to
let
myself
serious.
Down here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then the third point.
Did you watch the video?
I did watch the video.
Yeah.
It's
not about the nail.
It's not about the nail.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. I watched the video.
Yeah. So, well, explain the video to you.
You explain it, yeah.
Oh, well, so this girl has a nail sticking out of the front of her head.
Yeah.
And she's explaining to the guy, she's like, oh, I've just got this pain in the front of my head and I don't know what it is and it's just so sore. And the guy's like, well, you've got a nail like stuck in your head, so if we remove that. And she's like, stop trying to fix everything. I just need you to listen. And the guy's like, yeah, but there's like, you're complaining about the thing in your head and I can see the fucking nail, mate. So like, if I just got rid of that now. She's like, no, you always try to do this. You always try to fix everything. And they sort of get into this fight, and he goes, "Fine, I'll just listen." And she goes, "Yeah, so it's like this pointy thing in my head," and like just keeps.
Yeah,
on.
I remember she's like, "You know, all my cardigans are torn."
Yeah, getting caught when I put the thing on, and it's just a great illustration in a minute or so of like, it's not necessarily guys and girls, but I guess there's the two types of people: one who, when there's a problem, you want to fix it. And other times when there's a problem and people just want to complain and let it out and just be heard,
yeah,
I guess. And I come from a family of fixers. And so when stuff goes wrong, you're like, well, how do we fix this? And even when something doesn't go right in the show and you go, oh, we talked for too long, so next time we'll just cut. Like I'm just the, and I guess that's like the accountant brain and just the male logic. Like you just want to like be the guy who fixes stuff. And I've had a lot of... like relationships, like more professional than personal, but like they're that I know now that sometimes people just want to whinge, and I still don't know if they're assholes for that or that's just the world we live in.
Yeah,
the fact
okay.
I don't know seems is an example of why I'm the shame and the ongoing confusion. But I've had a lot of people who probably just needed me to listen to them,
yeah.
And I was like, all right, champ, this is what we're gonna do. And again, you think you're doing the right thing because you're wanting to help, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Like, let me help you out." But they didn't really need that at the time, and it wasn't until, well, probably not even yet, that I'm fully like getting my head around that whole. Sometimes you just need to sit with someone and just let them have it. And the fact I didn't realize that is like has cost me some relationships.
Okay. Do you think also like, and I could be completely off base here, like the fixing mindset means when you have things like the car, like that's not something you can fix as an event, like that's happened, you can't
Well, I guess the you can't fix that is crashed. I can't go back and unfuck up 14 all playing for Australia.
So actually I'm curious, so everyone would have, like, to a degree a lot of people would have seen the volleyball, like in your immediate circle, that incident. When it came to the car, who did you talk to about it, like how did you bring that up with anyone?
I was with a friend. I was with two friends, Hannah and Dave, who was at, I was at the front of Hannah's house, and then I sort of mentioned it to my parents and stuff, and you sort of, there was, I don't know, like you just sort of say, oh, this is what happened. Yeah. I'm always, like, as much as you want to be the mask dude, I've always been pretty honest, and I don't like bullshit and fakeness.
Yeah, no, and, I've known that from the little I know of you.
Yeah, and so, and even sometimes it takes a lot of strength to just go, I'm embarrassed. But this is what I did, and I'm usually just laid it out.
So did you, because you said, you know, you come from a family of fixers.
Yeah. Oh, so, just like grandpa's just an old school, like, handyman. What's wrong? All right, let's go do it.
Yeah.
Or one time I remember I was like 8 years old and I came home from the bank and I was like, Grandpa, they offered me, I went to check my Dolomites account and they said they were going to give me 4% interest or something. And grandpa's like, oh, but, you know, but what are they? And I was confused or something. So he was like, well, let's go back down there. And then he took me back to the bank and he was like, oh, so my 8-year-old grandson just came in and you said something, like, he doesn't understand. So, like,
explain.
How can we fix this?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So just sort of like that. And my dad was a tradie.
Okay.
And again, it's just maybe it's just like that physicality of, oh, something wrong with the TV or there's the spouts are overflowing or some bullshit. And you're just like, yep, righto. And mum was a school principal. And then, do you watch The Simpsons?
I do watch The Simpsons.
So then she became Superintendent Chalmers. That's the easiest way to explain it. But so I guess working high up with people, she's like, there's a problem. Sometimes like any kind of business person. Yeah. There's a problem in the organization.
How do we fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when you had the car incident, did you tell them?
Yeah.
And it was just like, hey, this happened.
Yeah. I'm a fucking idiot. And how are we going to fix it and pay for it and whatever?
Okay.
Yeah.
I find that interesting as well because I'm curious to see, I think it's going to generally be the same as it is with you with most people in creative industry, but if anyone ever hides what they were ashamed of, so far people have basically been pretty open about it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you then not mention it on this podcast?
I mean, I'm giving them the credit of, you know, there's time has passed as well.
Oh, yeah, true. That is true. There's some like little work.
There's things that I wouldn't have told people about that I did when I was younger that now I'm totally willing to talk about.
Like weird ways you masturbated?
Yeah, totally.
At my cousin's 21st, we did the top 10 weird ways he masturbated in front of his whole family. And look me in the eye now and tell me, can you beat between two mattresses or in a toilet roll holder?
I've heard something like this before. I think, no, it wasn't, who was it? It might have been on a Will Anderson podcast. They were talking about a hotel, two beds, getting like a plastic bag with like some shampoo and then putting it between the beds.
Two mattresses. Yeah. Oh, no, well, this one, my cousin, it wasn't two mattresses side by side. It was like two mattresses stacked one on top, which then obviously there's a crevice between and just...
Whoa, just okay.
Really getting in there, probably on your knees, you would assume, if you start thinking about the height and whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just bend slightly and thrust in. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's the difference between, and I don't know if you've got like a definition for the podcast, between is there a line between shame versus, not really shame, but if I had my time again, might have done it differently, and then like regret? Are these sort of all...
I'm willing to explore them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely...
Yeah, because I'm not a big regret person, just again, because you can't fix it, but there are those things where I'd go, oh, well, geez, if I had my time again, I might have done this, or I did this thing that I'm not ashamed of, but I'm also not proud of, if that makes sense.
Is there a big one of those? I know you haven't had time to think.
Not really, but there's actually lots of little small ones, even for work when it's like...
Oh, yeah, just... Well, for me, it's just like when I it'll pop into my head. I'll be like, oh, when I said that thing to that person that, you know, maybe...
Yeah, I've said some... And I always say that, like, in my job and the way our show is, I'm only ever one line or one bad joke away from that's it. And I had one the other week where I said it and I went, geez, I hope that one just slips through the cracks because that was pretty bad. And then... And then I didn't. And then there was this like mum blog and it was a big write up and whatever.
Really?
And yeah. Should I say what it was? Or should I just let it slide?
I mean, I'm curious.
All right, I'll set it up and I'll leave a gap and then everyone can just fill in the... Oh, okay. And actually, I can't even do that. It's just too obvious.
Okay, I'll talk to you about it afterwards. Yeah. okay, well, look.
There's some things for me, like taking the easy way out is like, again, maybe not shame, but like something you wouldn't be proud of.
Mm.
Like even... like. Doing a meme that you go, oh, it's just so boring and lame, but you just know people are gonna, you know, and like you just those ones. And I look back and I go, you're better than that. Like, you know, come on. Like,
I remember once I got you're better than that from my mum. I was at the gym and I saw an amazing sight. There was a guy on the treadmill and he was a big guy, but that's not why I was like, ha, fat guy on the treadmill. No, he had been working up quite a sweat.
Right.
So I'm looking at his back.
Yeah.
Where I am, and I just see the sweat is so thick. Oh. It's formed a perfect dick and balls.
Oh, it's just on
his
back.
Before
you said that, I was like, I wonder if it's dick and balls. It's
dick and balls. So I immediately took a photo
and you fat shamer.
And posted on Facebook. And the first comment was just my mum saying,
You're better than that. Saying you're better than that is one of the harshest things you can say to someone. And I was actually talking to this with our new PD the other day, the balance between saying, like when you come up with something, because it's really offensive to like look someone in the eye and go, we're better than this. Like, but sometimes that's what makes people great is your ability to look at yourself and go, no, you're right.
Yeah.
We can be better than this and take it up. And so again, when you just post a meme that you just go, oh, this is shit, but I just know it'll get a couple of clicks. Or you do a phone topic because maybe the phones have been a bit light and you go, look, this isn't the smartest phone topic, but I just know we're going to get a bunch of calls and get a bit of momentum and maybe we'll put the easy one out there. And so for me, with a few sort of projects I'm planning coming up, I'm really like me looking back at these things, I'm sort of like, well, I don't want to look back at this thing and go, oh, you took the easy way out there. Like, make sure I'd rather do a quality product than just spit it out because I know there'll be some cheap likes in there, you know what I'm
saying? There's a few ideas I've been tossing up that I think I might not do. But that's...
For that reason?
Oh, for that reason, actually, yeah. I'll talk to you about them afterwards as well. But... Okay, so that's I think we're very, very well covered. Shame, regret, pride. Next, I want to see if there's any connection between them.
Okay. Do we need a Venn diagram?
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. We're going to need like a map with like all the like the thumbtacks with all the string just
Have
connecting everything.
The meme of Charlie Day from Always Sunny, and he's trying to solve the crime on the board and it's all the arrows pointing to one another.
We're not going to need one of those.
For extra content, check out the Sam Blacker page on Facebook.
Okay, so volleyball, car, a bunch of other incidents involving masturbation, generally being a
dick.
Well,
that was my cousin.
Now I'm pretending it's you in my mind.
Great. I'm glad that's what you're spending your mental visuals on is me masturbating.
Not for too long. Covering shame there. I'm really curious, though, and that's what the whole reason I'm doing this is, and I feel like I might know the answer to this, or I'm trying to guess it. I always try to guess.
Have a crack, son.
Well, okay, so I really want to know whether you feel any of those incidents have influenced you going forward. But to me, you seem like such a pretty sure of yourself guy that you sort of in the moment of those things happening have already just sort of gone, okay, that's just it, and moved on.
Yeah, sometimes. And I like that you said sure of yourself. Without, you could have said like you're an arrogant C. So thank you for that.
No worries. Hey, you're doing this for me for free. I have to be a bit complimentary. Oh, we're not really? Done yet. You could nosedive this before the podcast ends.
Awkward when I put the invoice through.
I was going to buy you a six pack.
Don't waste it. It's fine. Don't waste your cash. Yeah, no, I am like, even when something stuffs up in the show, like I'm just like, oh, that was shit. And just sort of go, that was fucking terrible. And then just go, okay, what's next? And then it's sort of, if it's a thing that like we're doing that segment next week, then after the show, we'll be like, oh, okay, well, how can we get it right for next week? But yeah. I'll usually within about 10 seconds or something, just go, that's fucked. I'd often walk through that door. We're recording in Canberra here today. Walk through that door right there and just go, I'm embarrassed by that. That was awful. And then by the time I grab a cup of tea and come back at the end of the ad break, I'm just like, all right, righto, let's roll on. So yeah, I don't try to dwell on stuff too much. Because again, I guess that's like that logical thing of, you just want to go, well, can we fix it? Yes. Then do it. Can you fix it? No.
Okay.
What you going to do?
But two questions or points, yeah. I guess. Firstly, I'm curious as to like, do you think that started at any point? Did you have to develop that? Or was that always what you were like?
Well, I had most of like my life lessons that I like refer to now is always like, I reckon my team here gets sick of me having like these volleyball metaphors, but yeah. I had a lot of great coaches that taught me a lot of stuff. Yeah. And one of my coaches was big on the theory of like compounding errors.
Okay.
So say you like, you stuff something up and you get so angry that you stuffed it up that you stuff the next thing up. Like, and then, and so that's the compounding of errors. And so I've worked with people that'll stuff up a segment and then they'll be so shitty. The rest of the show is just not the same because they're just really caught up on that thing.
Yeah.
And then so like you imagine you're playing a sport like volleyball, similar to tennis in that even if you have the game of your life, you're still going to have some errors. It's one of those sports. You're still going to miss a serve. You're still going to hit into the net every now and then, whatever. And you see the tennis players, they just scream and it's like their way of getting it out. You see them just go, ah! Okay, next point.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I kind of, when you get that pumped into you a lot, like don't compound the error, don't compound the error. It's probably good way to remind myself of this actually. But
okay.
That was like a real big thing from one of my coaches, which I guess might be, does that make sense?
I get that. So it sort of started around the volleyball point, or you already like that, but it sort of reinforced it?
Yeah, probably reinforced. And even just giving a name to it. Sometimes you do stuff and until someone names the theory or has a whatever, that sort of sticks with you. But
okay. Then my other question is, I mean, you say, you know, you move on and like you get over it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But you've still been able to remember, you like upon me asking, you were still able to point out some specific incidences.
Yeah, well,
why do you think that is?
Well, when you said, do you want to do this podcast? I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't know if I straight away I was like, oh, geez, I don't know if I've got much. And I had to sort of really think about it. But yeah, it's sort of more the things you're not proud, especially Facebook memories, fuck off. Like I was the last person to get that because I was always like, I'd go facebook.com/onthisday and be like, sorry, this hasn't been rolled out to everyone yet. I'm like, are you fucking joking? And now I've got it. And it's like, oh, that's bad. And it'll remind you of those things. Like I was saying, like if it's a dirty meme or just something you wore and again, not ashamed, but you just go, oh, geez, you're better than that. that's just a good reminder of some awful decisions in the past. And I'm guessing my current beard will be one of those things in 5 years.
Really?
Where I look back and go, fuck, I had that beard for a year or so there. And what the fuck was I thinking?
Have you been getting negative judgment on the beard?
I get some things. There's more compliments than.
Yeah.
And in fact, what I do like is when another guy with a beard, like, won't say anything, but just sort of give you like the hat tip or like, you know, just a little nod of approval.
I until recently had a beard.
Really?
And I got rid of it.
How long was it?
I was probably at like 2/3 the length of yours.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe half.
Right.
Let's say half.
Okay.
I was planning on growing it longer, but I ended up losing it. And if you ever do decide to shave off your beard, highly recommend this as like if you've got a charity you need to raise money for.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Over the show, we got people to bid. Businesses to bid. Mm-hmm. And the highest rated business could have their initials shaved into my beard for a week.
Jesus Christ.
Premier Motor Services.
So how do you shave it in?
Like with a razor, it got shaved in. PMS.
PMS. Jesus Christ.
And then because it wasn't I had to redefine it because the guy didn't do a great job.
Yeah.
And then we also used permanent marker to make it black.
You fill it in a little.
Yep. And I mean, I would have loved to have had a longer beard, but I think if I'm going to have any on this day memories pop up, it's probably going to be having PMS.
It's going to be that one. Yeah, shit.
Cool. Well, look, man, thank you so much for taking the time out of your Saturday to record this with me and for actually, from what it sounds like, having to spend a lot of time thinking of things you might have been ashamed of.
Yeah, one of my classic moves is leaving a podcast and going, oh, fuck, that would have been good.
Okay.
And well, I feel like this is going to be one of those because I don't know if this is what you wanted.
No, this has been really good. If you do think of anything, send me a message. Yeah, I'd love to include it in the text or whatever. But yeah.
And can I just say, I said to my girlfriend Bridget, because when I left the house before, I was like, I'm going to go do a podcast with Sam. You know Sam. And because let's just from other bits and pieces and stuff. And she goes, yeah, no, I really like that guy. He is great. Always been a big fan of Sam Pang. And I went, nah, it's Sam Black. And she goes, Black. And she goes, who's that? Is that the podcast guy? Like, yeah, it's the podcast guy. And she goes, oh, yeah, no, he's all right.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks for listening to Shame Feeder. Keep up to date by subscribing or liking the Sam Blacker page on Facebook.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.